Rallying outside the county courthouse, a small group of advocates held signs reading ICE out of Fresno. Luis Ojeda, who himself is living in the country without documentation, says the practice sows fear into the Hispanic community that leads to fewer people reporting crimes.
And our community is already afraid. And so if this is only amplifying that fear, it's a really bad thing for our community. And so what we're saying is that it's time for us to separate the two.
In the years since the program was started, more than 231 people have been identified and deported. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims was not able to comment today, but in a recent video, she defended the program, saying it only targets the worst criminal offenders and does not single out law-abiding undocumented immigrants or victims.
If you come here into this country and you're not here legally and you commit a crime, you're going to be held accountable. There can be no two ways about that.
The rally comes on the same day as the Supreme Court rejected an Obama administration plan to shield some of the nearly 49,000 undocumented immigrants in Fresno County from deportation, which the advocates say is very detrimental to undocumented families in the Valley. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.